Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Thank you for tuning into Balanced Black Girl Podcast. This show is all about conversations that involve everything we need to feel healthy, happy, thriving. And something that helps me feel healthy, happy, thriving is getting to talk to my friends. And so I'm so excited for today's episode because I'm welcoming back an incredible guest who has been on Balanced Black Girl before, someone who I'm lucky enough to call a friend. Actor, activist, wellness advocate, Spelman alum, okay. Missouri Adele. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Les. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to see you in person. I'm so proud of you. I'm so honored to be here. And I'm feeling led to, like, I don't know, can we set an intention? And
yes.
Can we hold hands? I don't know. Just
absolutely.
Give thanks.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. I just want to feel our feet in the ground.
Yes. I should put my feet on the ground.
And short. Feel our shoulders drop back, loosen up our jaws, and give thanks. Thank you, ancestors. Thank you, divine wisdom. Thank you, God. Thank you, love. Thank you, sisterhood. Thank you, parents. Thank you, community. Thank you to every entity that allows us to be together and have this conversation. Mm-hmm. We have no specific agenda other than to reveal more and more of who you, power, love, God, really are through us, through liberation, through sisterhood. And I just pray that we surrender to being the vessel, the clay, the light, so that God's will, love's will can be carried out through this conversation. May we just feel grounded, feel at ease, feel at peace, feel safe to share it all, talk about it all. May all who can be liberated through this interaction be as present as possible. And thank you. We know that we will gain so much more than we can ever give just because of all the people around us behind the scenes here who are pouring in so much energy, so much love, so much dedication to this platform being heightened, being expanded, being used for good. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Les. May everything you touch turn to gold. Everything that is in motion for you is for you. Thank you for sharing your platform with me. Thank you for saying yes to your callings. I am so grateful for the way in which we met. I'm so grateful for the way in which you've been sharing your purpose with the world and allowed me to knock on the door and ask if I can join you years ago. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for helping me grow and learn through your example. And thank you for being present with me here today.
Oh my God. Mm. Thank you so much. I told you not to make me cry before we start.
Listen, okay, we gonna cry by the end of the week. We gonna see.
And now I don't know how every other episode is gonna not have that kind of intention setting after it.
Yeah, well, you do it. You set the standards. So thank you.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was amazing.
Thank you.
So welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's been exactly 3 years since your last episode.
We were thick in the pandemic.
Thick.
Yeah.
In it, at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually never done a podcast conversation that's filmed that I can think of. And I'm really excited. I'm loving motion picture and I love conversations and I love sisterhood.
Yes.
So I'm like, this feels like a party. And I'm excitedly, I don't know if nervous is the word, just like I'm excitedly present.
Yeah.
With no agenda and just an open vessel.
Absolutely.
And it feels so good to do this with someone I trust so much.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah.
And I do think that us getting to be in the same place and it ups the energy.
Yes.
A lot more.
100%.
And it makes it more conversational.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes when it's remote, it's like question, answer, versus we can just flow.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Absolutely. We're not as worried about like the sound, talking over each other and all the different elements from different rooms. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just being able to look each other in the eyes. I'm such an in-person connector, like physical touch is my love language. Mm-hmm. If eye contact were a love language, it's probably one of mine. Yeah. And I'm loving it. We have no technology distractions in separate rooms. This is such an honor because for so long, we were really surrendered to that boundary.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through so much. Three years. So much has happened in 3 years.
Yes.
In such a beautiful way. We have both, like, I've just seen us grow and evolve and heal so much.
In so many, like, be torn open.
Yes.
And then come back and torn open and, you know, that natural process of like wound, scab, scar, mark.
Yes. And the world has been doing that.
Yes.
Like the world has been torn open, torn apart, brought back together, reflected upon and poked and prodded.
Yeah. Last time you were here, it was just a few months after your 30th birthday. You had just turned 30. And you are now 33, 30 free, as you said.
30 free,
year,
baby.
Which was beautiful.
Wow. Yeah.
How are your 30s treating you? How are you feeling at this point now, 3 years into your 30s?
Girl, okay. The 30s are nice. Mm-hmm. The 30s are nice. Mm-hmm. The 30s are a little bit, I mean, we're in this tumultuous time of life.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of unknowns. And I feel really, really blessed that my experience in my 30s has been an experience where I've gotten to really dive into like my plan A career in terms of being able to support myself full time as an actor and storyteller. And also it's been a time with the many unknowns with the strike and the pandemic, all of those things starting.
Yes.
At this time in these last several years, it's also been a time of like really asking myself how I really want to sustain and support myself and how to empower myself with like the multiple streams of income and peace and it's also, it's been really empowering. It's been a time of having more of a platform to be mindful of and also to be honored to like be able to share so much and be of service. And it's also just stretched me. Like I've been receiving a lot of answered prayers in my career and also learning how to balance so many responsibilities at once, like 0 to 100 in a 0 to 100 type of way.
Yeah.
That's really required me to get specific about my boundaries and how I care for my body.
Yes.
How I care for my voice, my vessel, how I show up in my relationships.
Yeah.
And so it's been like the 30s, to answer your question. It's been full of learning. It's been full of grief. I think right right before we spoke the first time, my father had passed. And it was also at the beginning of the pandemic.
Right.
And
yeah.
It was such a unique way to say goodbye to him
yeah.
because we had to do it virtually.
Yeah.
And he was in New York and mm-hmm. I was in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And oh, it was just, there was a lot of like, surrender.
Yeah.
Surrender seems to be the word right now. And so, and through that, because it was one of the most challenging experience I have ever had
yeah.
in my body and emotions,
yeah.
it was also the most transformative experience.
Yeah.
And so my 30s have been the most transformative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's like, it's this big, I don't, and it's still, I'm, you know, we're just
yeah.
getting started. I'm in the early part of
yeah.
the 30s, and like,
yeah.
it's definitely the most empowering mm-hmm. decade yet
yeah.
so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's fun. It's spicy, you know, it's
yeah.
like, we could do a little more, like a little more empowerment, more resources mm-hmm. to like have fun
mm-hmm.
and the adulting, and also like the stakes are so much higher.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little thrilling, you know, when we learn and some of these lessons are costly,
mm-hmm.
costly,
expensive.
Yeah. The lessons
yes.
are really expensive financially,
all of it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally,
yep.
physically,
yep.
like our bodies are very communicative
yep.
in the 30s. And I'm sure it only
mm-hmm.
gets more and more clear from there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's in a beautiful way. But
absolutely.
It's, yeah, the 30s, best decade yet so far.
Yeah.
yeah. And full of learning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the best is yet to come.
Yeah.
This time of year can be a little hard on your liver, so it's a good idea to show your liver some love. Your liver works hard supporting your body. It filters and detoxifies everything. And I take care of my liver by taking a shot of Dose each day. Dose has expertly formulated organic wellness shots that support your liver in one delicious drink. The amazing ingredients in Dose include curcumin extract, which is 24 times more bioavailable than the turmeric you'd get at the store, milk thistle in a form that's 8 times more potent than other supplements, organic ginger root, and dandelion root, which are clinically shown to support liver health. According to a double-blind study, your daily dose is shown to support healthy liver enzyme function, supports metabolic health, and can also increase your energy levels, which is something we all need at this time of year with the days being so short and the holidays taking up more of our time. I've been really working on staying on top of my supplement game each day so I don't miss taking my daily dose in the morning. So I started taking my shots of Dose right after breakfast to help with digestion. Unlike other wellness shots, Dose doesn't contain weird juices or powders. It has organic herbs and potent extracts that are really designed to deliver results. So if you want to give Dose a shot, no pun intended, and invest in your health, Dose is offering Balanced Black Girl listeners 15% off plus an additional 15% off if you subscribe for a monthly delivery. So that's 30% off your first order, and you know you'll always get what you need delivered right to your doorstep. Go to dosedaily.co/balancedless and use the code balancedless. That's dosedaily.co/balancedless using the code balancedless. Listen up. You know that we are working on being in our successful era over here. And if you want to know the secret to success, it's really being able to drop into your mindfulness routine because it's mind over matter. And that is why I start and end my day with the Open app, which if you've been listening to the show for a while or if you've been following me for a while, you know Open has been my favorite meditation app for years. If you're like me, you have tried it all. You've read all the books, you've taken all the classes, you've done all of the things, but I really found that so many of the answers that I was looking for were within. And when I have those mindful moments, I can get quiet, I can get centered. That's when I'm really able to focus on reaching my goals. It took me years to find a better way, and now I'm putting you on game. The Open method is simple and it works. It combines breath work, meditation, and movement, and they have a badass community of people doing it together, all committed to personal growth. So Open is really an all-in-one app for all of your wellness and mindfulness needs. So I really love doing my breathwork and meditation classes in the morning to set me up for a really peaceful day. And then I also love doing the Pilates and yoga classes in the afternoons to get a bit of movement in to help me stretch and to get my blood pumping. And so many of their classes are 10 minutes or less. So even if you're short on time, it's a really great way to pour into yourself. And my only regret is not getting on my mindfulness practice sooner. I promise you, this app will be a game changer if you are looking to establish a meditation, breathwork, or yoga habit. If you want to get on my daily routine, you can get 30 days free of Open by visiting withopen.com/balancedless. Again, that's 30 days of free classes by visiting withopen.com/balancedless. And for my LA friends,
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Make sure you check out their beautiful new studio to practice with Open in person.
How are your 30s?
You know what? I feel like I, in my 20s, was so unpresent and unaware. I was so focused on all of these things outside of myself and jobs and boys and how I was being perceived and my very limited definitions of success that decade ended. And I was like, wait a minute, where did it go? I didn't live. I wasn't present. I didn't experience it. I didn't really experience anything. And so for my 30s, it's been a lot more about not having the pressure on myself to figure it all out. Because we realized we'd never figure it all out.
Yeah.
Part of getting older is realizing how much you don't
know. We don't know anything. And I love it here.
And embracing it, which is the best.
Yeah.
And just wanting to live and wanting to experience and worrying less about what the end result is.
Yes. I got excited because my therapist just said this quote. She just said this to me. She said, How I feel is more important than how I am perceived. And she helped me by giving me that mantra for the how I feel is more important than how I am perceived. Yes. Because I am reminded of that because you're right. Like in our 20s, we are really focused on how we're perceived. Yes. And especially, I mean, through many decades, and I do feel now a shedding of that, of just like, ooh. And maybe that's also through the pandemic. So maybe it feels like it's the 30s, but maybe if I were in my 40s during this pandemic, like I would feel the same. But how I feel, like choosing to prioritize how I feel over how I'm perceived and like having that vocabulary to understand how I'm making my decisions. Yep. Am I making this decision based on how I want to be perceived or how I want to feel?
Right.
And yeah, being more intentional about that has been really helpful. And I say it, I'm just saying it to my 20-something self right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because even how we feel can lead to being perceived in our best light if we follow how we feel first. Whereas going the opposite route, like it's still a win-win. It's okay to be concerned with how we are perceived as long as it is led by how we want to feel.
Absolutely.
At least that's what I feel right now.
100%.
In this stage of life.
Because there's a good part of that is self-awareness, which is great. But if we let others' perceptions of us dictate how we feel, that's a slippery slope.
Yes.
And I know I've been there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Understandably, we want to succeed in life. Yeah. And there are so many ways in which we give other humans the keys to that success. And like you said, we're all figuring it out.
Exactly.
So we don't need to put that in each other's hands.
Yeah.
We just need to each prioritize how we're feeling so we can show up and pour from a full place.
100%.
Yeah.
I see a lot of things online from people in their 20s and how kind of anxious they feel and how much pressure they put on themselves. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I remember 10 years ago feeling that same way.
And if girl, anything, I was feeling that this morning.
Right.
Yeah.
We still do of like, am I doing the right thing? Do I have it figured out? Mm-hmm. And every time I like see somebody in their 20s say that, I just want to tell them to breathe, that there's so much life ahead of you.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you talking about the experience with your dad and with that grieving process.
Oh man.
Yeah. And it reminded me a lot of when I realized how much life was ahead was when my granny passed a few months after I turned 30 and she was blessed enough to make it to her mid 80s. And I thought, if I'm lucky enough to make it that far, I have 50 plus years to figure so many things out.
Yes.
And live and experience. Why am I putting so much pressure on this one age that I'm at right now?
That's right.
When Lord willing, I will hopefully get to where she got and have so much time to figure things out.
Yeah. Life is both too long and too short not to feel good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether it's one day or 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when we think about surrender, I think sometimes it can be tempting to think about the really big things.
Yeah.
I would love to maybe hear about some smaller ways that you feel like you kind of surrender in your day to day, because I think the small things that we do add up to be the big things.
Okay. Yeah. So my friend and colleague, Sherry Cola and I love her. That's my sister. We have this phrase that really helps us because in our work lives of production and TV production in particular, and perhaps also with film, but like there are constant changes, you know, constant script changes or schedule changes, and with COVID perhaps, and just needing to surrender and shift and stay ready for big changes quickly and small changes and be responsible for the energy in the room at the same time while we process those changes. So all of that to say, because she and I work together so often and we sort of entered like this space somewhat alongside each other in terms of navigating like a bigger, larger platforms in the public eye, we really come together with some of our phrases because we'll sometimes know of some of the changes that are going on for both of us.
Yeah.
And one of our phrases is pivot to give it. And it's just like, okay, we got to pivot to give it. Like if we want to give it, we want to give our best.
Yes.
We need to pivot right now. And we'll just be like, pivot to give it, baby. Yes. Pivot to give it.
Yes.
Pivot to give it. Just like
that reminder.
Keep it together. Keep it calm. Keep it kind.
Yes.
Keep it easeful. Trust it. Just trust it. Pivot to give it. Mm-hmm. So even at home, you know, I'll say that it can be anything. It can be news about a loved one is, you know, our parents are aging, you know, a loved one is dealing with something physically or has passed, and not just with elders. I mean, our peers, we are very used to, for better or worse, we are very used to, you know, the cycle of life and death amongst our peers.
Yeah.
And so changes like that. And then also just changes at home. Everyone's got a different, there's a meeting that needs to change or a schedule that needs to change, or all of a sudden the toilet is overflowing or the water's not on or the electricity is out or the dog has diarrhea or somebody need a place to stay, whatever, all the things.
Yes.
And learning and surrendering and knowing what's ours, what's ours to to need to pivot and to take on. But yeah, that phrase, pivot to give it.
Yeah.
And not that it always has to be a phrase. That's just one that helps me, like, let me stay in it. Let me stay, like, the little the martial arts, a little like emotional martial arts, if you will. That really helps me with the big and small things. Yes. Even if it's like, okay, there's an accident on the road. Yeah. Traffic is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be perceived as, you know, I'm not being mindful of people's time. Mm-hmm. So I need to pivot and make a phone call right now. I don't want to text and drive. Let me call and
don't text and drive
and make a call or let send something with your voice from your watch or something and see what we can change. Can we start this 30 minutes later? Can we, or I just need to let you know so you know to pivot or can we do this sooner? Can we, whatever it is, but just like this game, constant game of Tetris and allowing it to feel easeful, like knowing what I can do, what can I do in excellence?
Yes.
I think like thinking about that constant pivot is really helping me, is really helping me stay present with like what I can do in excellence and what do I need to let go? Even just It like the most simple things. I really want to cook myself a home cooked meal. Like it's been a minute, and I'm really craving that experience.
Yeah.
And because of other things on my plate, I may need to pivot to give it and get a salad on the way from somewhere, or you know, I mean, that's there's so many. I want to meditate for 30 minutes every morning and every night, and sometimes I got to pivot to give it.
Yep,
and
exactly.
Sometimes that's 5 minutes or sometimes that's in the afternoon and at night or whatever. Sometimes that's at 3 a.m. when everything's quiet and nobody's going to call or email, you know, like, but yeah, the pivot. Well, how can I pivot to give it, to give it my best?
Yes.
That has been my surrender mantra lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love, it's just a good reminder.
Yeah.
When we want to control things, a reminder that we can't always.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, what's required of me in this moment? How can I adjust?
Yeah. And also even like in romance, dating and in friendship, like platonic friendships and romantic friendships, like going on a path and excitedly like feeling like I'm building maybe perhaps potential partnership with someone. And then like, okay, we're getting some new information about like how we vibe and or new information about things we didn't know before. And like now it's time to, how can we pivot and have this relationship be as grounded in love as it can be? Knowing that it might need to, that we might need to change our dynamics. Cause like staying in it and being enemies is also, is not going to be healthy for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not going to pour back into my cup or a work relationship or a friendship.
Yeah.
Just like, what's the fun? What are the enjoyable parts about this relationship?
Yep.
Is this like the fun, you know, maybe this is the, maybe our pivot is like, we just like to go to dinner together and like we go to events or something. And maybe this is not where I consistently have emotional space held for like the deep stuff.
Right.
And like if communicating doesn't feel good in that way for me, you know, or so, just like the constant pivots and that can change in each chapter based on what we all have capacity for.
Exactly.
You know, it's not blaming anyone. It's just really like, OK, how do we need to pivot to give our best in this chapter, given all the we're each the star of our own lives, our own show. And like we're each perhaps guest stars in each other's lives in a beautiful way. We add a lot. And so in order to keep adding to each of our lives, like how can we pivot and not be attached to how it used to be?
Right.
Yeah.
Or what we think other people should do or how they should show up.
It's,
we're all experiencing one another
in
various ways.
Exactly. In various ways from our perspectives. And something else that's really helped me with surrender has been to intentionally, as best as I can, intentionally be really mindful of the word should, could, and would and any like versions of them. So anytime I want to catch, anytime I feel tempted to say should, could, or would, I really try to pivot that to like something stronger, like I want or next time I will or this helped me learn that I need this rather than shoulda, coulda, woulda is just in the past.
Right.
And that feels like holding on rather than surrender.
Yes.
Which I, even holding on like feels different in my body than when I say surrender in my body.
Yeah.
And I feel better in my whole plumb line when I say surrender. And so that and the word but.
So instead of but, I try to say and. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, it's a daily practice. So as yeah. best as
Absolutely.
I can,
yeah.
I try to say and mm-hmm. or though, yep. however. Yep. Yes, and. This is like yep. one of our exercises as actors in, mm-hmm. and writers is yep. we say yes and. Like, yeah. how I support that idea. And this is what I need to add to it to yep. make it more truthful.
Yep.
Rather than resisting what the universe is doing.
Right. Or undermining.
Yes.
Or looking for reasons why something can't work.
Exactly.
Is what but does.
That's what but does.
Yeah.
yeah. Which is an understandable way of protecting ourselves right. when we try to find reasons things may not work. Mm-hmm. Because we especially have yep. had so many experiences of closed doors yeah. and being told why mm-hmm. things can't work.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many, I mean, generationally, ancestrally, yes. there were so many doors closed to us being in this room.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
and so it's understandable that yeah. those words are in our vocabulary. And now I am seeking to use them less or not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In order to find and lean into surrender.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Name some of the perfect pairings that help you reach your wellness goals, like hydration and nutrition, or movement and mindfulness. Well, when you think of the perfect pairing, that is you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. So whether you're promoting protein powders or selling superb supplements, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point of sale system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify has the flexibility to give you everything you need to take control of your business at every stage and really help you take your business to the next level. Chances are you're already shopping from brands that are using Shopify because Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US for a good reason. Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/balancedblackgirl, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/balancedblackgirl now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/balancedblackgirl. The holidays can throw your health for a loop. With Elastique, E-L-A-S-T-I-Q-U-E, maximize your health benefits with minimal effort the moment you get dressed. Literally, this is self-care you can wear to stimulate your body's number one mechanism for detox, the lymphatic system. I've been learning a lot about the lymphatic system and how important it is for our overall health and circulation, but one thing that's prevented me from taking care of my lymphatic system is needing to take the time to get a massage, to do the gua sha, to do the things to get lymph moving. And what I love about Elastique is you can support your lymphatic system while wearing really cute activewear. Elastique's wearable wellness tools support the lymphatic system, and by doing so, it means you can boost immunity, improve skin texture, support recovery, reduce bloating and swelling while traveling more comfortably, and so much more. Elastique's mission is to help make wellness attainable, and their garments can fit into everyone's busy lives. You can get many of the benefits of a lymphatic massage simply by getting dressed. I have L'Original Set, which includes their innovative micropearl technology, and their micropearl technology is precisely mapped to your lymphatic vessels. Paired with their best-in-class compression, it acts like a gentle massage, but is also so comfortable. The first time you wear them, you can even feel it working, which is like magic. It's really energizing, but it doesn't constrict you like compression wear does. Not only are these luxurious, flattering garments amazing for people's health, but they also don't harm your health either. The Elastique founders are so intentional about
everything that's used to create the most effective products. And all of their products are certified non-toxic and they contain no harmful chemicals or dyes. Elastique has revolutionized the way people can experience health and has done what no other brand has done before. Visit elastique.co and use the code BALANCEDLESS at checkout for 20% off your first purchase, which is their best offer out there. That's ELASTIQUE.co and use the code BALANCEDLESS, BALANCEDLES, for 20% off your first order.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I love what you just said about doors.
Yes.
I would love to hear more about your experiences with getting through doors that have been closed, how you open them, how you keep them open for others, because I think that's something that you are so good at.
You're good. You're good, girl. You better work. You better open that door to that conversation,
right?
About the doors.
Right?
Yeah, that was nice. Okay.
Thank you. I love a segue.
I love a segue. So
I'm on strike. Mm-hmm. And however, I have been for the past 5 years, and I say I'm on strike because I want to refrain from like promoting the exact project that I've been working on. Mm-hmm. And I just mention it to say that for the last 5-6 years now, I have been working on a project, a show that has allowed me to consistently support myself as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also not only that, the story itself has felt really connected to my purpose as someone who's passionate about Black liberation, collective liberation, activism, feminism, queerness, all the things. And so that I remember at a particular time after graduate school, after I studied, I trained as an actor in academia, undergrad and grad school. And so I had this, in my ego, I had this expectation that I earned this consistency, like I earned a consistent sort of job as an actor. I was like, oh, once I have my degrees, I earned it. I'll be able to take care of myself, like as an actor. And that was not the case. I needed to go into, you know, getting on my food stamps and having part-time, you know, minimum wage jobs and making sure I still had time to audition and, you know, in the daytime and work somewhere at night and all of that to prioritize it. I also knew I was welcoming in the opportunity to work full-time as an actor. I also needed to build the skill set to do so as a businesswoman, and also just even the skill set to act for the camera. I need to get in classes and I had so much more learning to do. And I challenged myself. A friend of mine was doing a 40-day
challenge for herself of yoga. She was just like, I'm just challenging myself to show up and practice yoga for 40 days. Mm-hmm. Like she just needed, she needed more than 30 days. Yep. And she, and biblically 40 days is like that time where there is an extended time of suffering, suffering and self-dedication.
Yes.
And she really, she wanted to experience that. She wanted to push past those 30 days.
Yeah.
And so, and I was really inspired by that. And I was like, I was really inspired to meditate for 40 days. And during that time, and I can't tell you why, it just was, I think I meditate, I was meditating already daily, but it was like, I wanted to make it more consistent. And I noticed like my days were really powerful when I did meditate, even if it was 2 minutes. And that time, all of that to say, like when I really dedicated myself to a 40-day practice, which just led into a lifestyle of meditating, that is when doors started really opening in terms of my career at the time. And I'm still, you know, I'm fresh. I'm still wanting to open a whole lot more doors now. Although I do acknowledge, like, when you talk about the doors and how we can initiate the opening of those ourselves, I think that I could feel that there was, when I declared something to the ethers that, like, I surrender. I'm sitting still. I welcome change. I'm listening. And I got, I just got so much guidance. And it just trickled into reaching out to mentors and reaching out to just opportunities that were beyond like auditioning and putting the power in someone else's hands. But I also, I started reaching out to ask how I could be of service on people's sets or how I can learn, how I can show up and learn and sit in and sit in a writer's room with a mentor or like be a stand-in and play all these different characters like in one day. And so they could hear these jokes that they were working on. And I'm really grateful I have a mentor, Stacey Evans Morgan, who gave me an opportunity to like to show up and do that. And it was I didn't know that she was going to say yes to that. I didn't even know she was going to be in production. And she was working on a show and she welcomed me to like come play. And it just so happened that they were starting their process, like their shooting process, like with 2 days after I reached out to her. But it was just like in that meditation that it was like, okay, who can I reach out to? Who do who do I want to learn from and with and around? And how can I be of service? And yeah, that was, that is one example of like the many ways in which I think just committing myself to a spiritual practice. Like when I took the, I think it was also taking the material part out of it. Like it wasn't like, because at the time I didn't need money. Now I needed some money. I needed to pay that rent. But it was, it wasn't, it wasn't like, okay, I need money, so I need this. I need to get an Oscar, whatever. I need to get this movie, get this contract. Like that's not.
It wasn't that the scarcity.
No, once it, once I took it out of the scarcity is when the door opened. I think that when I was trying to clench on to what I thought was mine, what I thought I deserved. And also I was ignorantly watching people I admire get their degrees and then have a job and get an Oscar. And I was really, and that's not how it happened for them. It's just how I saw it on the outside. And I was like, oh, that's going to be me. Like I just,
that too.
And so I think the sitting with it like helped me also reflect. Like I think it just did a transformation of my own mind. And day 20 of that practice, I believe it was halfway through, is when I received an audition for like the job that I've had for the last several years. And not that I even expected. I've been on, it was other days I was auditioning for other stuff. And but there was something about just knowing that like there was something in my body that was just really surrendered to whatever the divine plan was through this practice. And I'm also, it's so interesting. I'm in a challenge of that right now. I'm in a 40-day personal meditation.
What day are you? What,
I don't even know. I'm going till 11-11.
Okay.
And I just put it in my calendar. And And I want to just continue, you know, like maybe I'll just, maybe I won't even look at it when it's day 40 because now, and now I'm going deeper. I'm meditating for longer and like, having greater, even greater experiences and doors opening and bigger surrenders. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that's the first answer that comes to mind. Yeah. It's a long-winded one, but it really is like, I mean, prayer is really the portal. Mm-hmm. And sometimes for me, prayer is not speaking. For me, sometimes prayer is just sitting and surrendering.
I love that you said that.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes people think that prayer and meditation are at odds.
No.
And the way I think of it is they work together. Prayer is often me talking and meditation is where God is answering for me. That's how they work together
for me.
So they don't need to be, you know, these things that are like competing with one another. They work together beautifully. Yes. I think.
I agree.
I'm not an expert, but.
You are. We are all experts of what works best for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Prayer is, that's why I sometimes am hesitant, but I'm like, that's the first answer that comes to mind when you talk about that portal. And I just think that prayer can be watering your plants.
Yes.
It can be washing your dishes. It can be taking a shower.
Yeah.
Like meditation, sometimes my shower is like my meditation,
100%.
You know? And yeah, it can be whatever it is, whatever it needs to be. It can be ironing your clothes, which clearly we didn't, you know, we just gonna let it flow today.
That's all right.
But whatever feels good and allows for that moment of pause can be someone's prayer.
Absolutely.
I really do think that. Whatever lets us be most present, walking your dog,
that's a big one for me.
Being in nature, even sitting and just saying like, I'm inhaling now, I'm exhaling now in the midst of chaos or even during a calm moment, just like, I'm just going to savor it.
Yes.
Eating a good meal and tasting every bite like the Dalai Lama, you know, that's meditation. Mm-hmm. That's prayer.
It
so
is.
Being present. Yeah. So when I say prayer, I really want, like, it's important for me. It's important to me that the word prayer feels accessible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And that's the portal. Like whatever it is, whatever your prayer is, just how can I be of service today?
Yes.
Where can I be more present today?
Yeah.
What are five things I smell right now? What are three things I hear? What are seven things I can touch? That's prayer.
That grounding.
Yeah, that's prayer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That gratitude to even use the senses is huge.
Absolutely. And like 40 days of that, even if it's just a few minutes each day, I have found to consistently, without fail, be transformative. Mm-hmm. And I mean, in the greatest ways. I started that challenge on food stamps and ended it with a serious regular contract. And not that it's about material things. It's just about being present with what's already on its way to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think so much of that, it's a testament to preparation.
Yes.
Because we often want these opportunities want these things. I think of some things that I want that if I were to get right now, I'm not ready. I'm not. So it's maybe for the best that I don't have it right now, but having a practice like that where you're grounding daily to get an opportunity like the one that you've had, your ability to ground daily and meditate was key to
it
not losing yourself and
it
to
was
staying
key
in
for
it.
Me. Yes. Yeah. Because I'm also a person, I won't be surprised if I am one day diagnosed with ADD. I don't know. But in some ways, I do know that I'm a person who has many tabs open in my brain. Mm-hmm. And so meditation and stillness are really helpful tools for me, especially in, and I love all the things I get to do. And in the life that I love so much, I am in multiple conversations at one time as both a different character and as myself and with family and friends and work and like balancing wanting to be a leader while also, you know, taking direction well and all of it's just a lot at once and keeping in mind what's going on at home and keeping all the balls up in the air, you know, it can be a lot.
It is.
And that some sort of practice that brings me to center is really empowering for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about your relationship to creativity? I love talking to creative people about creativity.
Okay.
Obviously, you are an artist by trade.
Yes.
I'm curious how your relationship to creativity has evolved over the past few months, especially with being on strike. Have you had to find other ways to channel your creativity? What has that been like?
I really like that question. Okay, the first thing that comes to mind when you say creativity and like what that's like. what I've learned that's been most consistent lately is to trust myself, trust my instincts, trust my voice, trust my vision without needing to know why. And that is creativity to me. Just like I'm being creative when I trust my instinct, even if it's like, are we cussing over here? What's happening?
Even because I have yourself.
Yeah, let me be creative, but trust myself. I have one of my favorite acting teachers. He always says, fuck up gloriously. So even if it's something that doesn't work, but how willing am I to fuck up gloriously and trust my instinct? And sometimes that instinct is not anything crazy. And sometimes it is something like spicy and bold and bright, you know, whatever it is, trust it. And that has been the most creative thing I can do. So even in my creativity, in my last season of filming, I most recently, I started shadowing directors and just from a place of like, I'm really curious about how this whole, how this whole process is and how the story is told and how these decisions are made. And I'm so grateful I got the opportunity to sit in on those conversations because I asked. And the like, just witnessing like how those creative decisions are made and then understanding that like, oh, I can have a say, like even though I'm a student, I have, and I just want to say like, you are ready. You are ready. You are ready for any, everything that you're thinking about. You're ready. Like we're ready. I'm the terrified.
I received that.
Me too. You know, we're ready. We're ready. We're ready. And then during this hiatus time and strike, I am also in a unique situation perhaps where I was really yearning for some time to rest and reset. And also I got really, really blessed that I got to start a hiatus when I expected to. Now, I didn't expect to like be on hiatus from like the auditioning and the, you know, like a lot of the other things that came with it. However, I was excited to like put that character, you know, just give her a little rest. And so my creative energy has really been in like the bringing together of my home space and like putting that together and just like how I navigate my physical wellness, how I tap into all the different ways in which God wants to use me and just like trust it. Like when I get an idea, you know, I reach out to my team, my loved ones, and really speak like, okay, I'm having this vision about this and I'm having this vision. Like, oh, we have time to like really map this out and like think it through. And so in terms of creativity, that's been like from more of like an entrepreneurial standpoint lately. And really trusting with like, and needing to like preface everything with like, okay, I know nothing about how this works in this industry. And like, I'm having a vision of doing it this way, just because this is what I want to see different in like the beauty industry or like marijuana or all of the things. I'm just like tapping into the things I'm passionate about, wanting to make more accessible and like take stigmas off of and like be of service. And I think operating from the place of how I can be of service is also a really helpful like seed for my creativity. And I'm at the beginning of it. So I'll be in touch about more of that. And it's been really empowering to remember that we have so much creative power. I think there was a minute where my creativity was getting really intertwined in the corporation of entertainment.
The machine.
And while everyone means well, I definitely got in that because that is the energy that we were all, and that's like part of why we're on strike. You know, we need to, we need more sustainable ways to be creative.
And protect the art.
And like as it currently is and was, the creativity, while there and beautiful, the creativity was also clouded by the machine itself, the time crunch, the, you know, the money decisions around it and around the storytelling. The storytelling is about like saving the world. So it's been nice to have a pause to reflect on that. And I trust that as hard as it is, like, I mean, it's this is not an easy time for anyone to be on strike. Yeah. And I can, I know that if I'm feeling it after having worked consistently recently, then I can only imagine how hard it is for those who haven't been.
Absolutely.
Because we are, we're feeling it.
Yeah.
We're feeling it.
Three months in, at least at the time we're recording this. That's a long time.
3 months in and during a time, you know, right before holidays.
Yeah.
And yeah, there are a lot of, depending on the contracts and all, there are a lot of things around like taxes, you know, towards the end of the year. Yep. And it's definitely like a really sensitive time to not be working.
Yeah.
But just trusting, trusting my instincts has been a really great first step. And I never know what that is. Sometimes that's going to lead me to a pole class and I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. A singing lesson. Sometimes I'm just going to draw something. Like, it's a very adventurous flow, but it's intentional.
I love that though. And I think that that is so perfect for you because it is very Aries.
Yes.
I mean, you are an Aries. It is Aries.
Yes.
Such a big part of Aries is like that childlike
fire.
When you think about kids and they're learning everything and they're a sponge and they want to ask why five times to understand how something works.
We need
to
know.
So getting to explore other things, like, it just is, it's perfect for you.
I love it. We constantly, like, I am definitely a person who needs to be in like a classroom of life all the time, but like, I need to feel like I chose the curriculum. It's interesting. I'm like, don't tell me what to do, but also I want to do all these things. But also, why are we trying to do all these things? Yeah, it's too much. God bless all the people.
I love it.
Holding space for my Aries energy.
No, I love it.
We spice it up.
I love my fellow fire signs.
Yes.
We love it.
Yeah.
Do you know your human design type?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But is it manifesting generator?
That was going to be my guess.
Okay.
I was going to guess that you were a manifesting generator.
I mean, if I know that phrase, that's what it is.
You give manifesting generator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently, manifesting generators like to do lots of things. And I'm also an MG, love doing things that light us up.
Yes.
If something does not light us up,
we can't do it. It's like,
it drains us.
It drains
infinite energy for the things we love.
Girl,
zero for the things we don't.
It's so funny. Yeah. I'm about to share too much of my business, but it's the truth. It's the truth.
But as you were describing that, I was like, I think she's an MG because it sounded very MG.
Because there are things we just like, we will not walk across the street for like energy that is not aligned.
Yep.
But honey, we will get on a plane for something that is.
For something that is. It's like there's no bounds.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Alignment.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of being a student, something that I love about what you do is you do a lot of work around education that I don't know if people know and how much you support the education of others. Mm-hmm. Can we talk more about that and why that's so important to you?
Thank you. Yes, yes. Yeah. You know, I was definitely raised by people who are passionate about education. I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah.
My father was a teacher in the New York public school system and was also very passionate about me having my own education, like when I would come home, just like my own curriculum to make sure I knew Black history before slavery.
Yep.
And my mom, she's a journalist and a creative writer, and she also worked in education.
Mm-hmm.
And she is also very passionate about like collective liberation and was having me watch Eyes on the Prize and be in drum circles and all that to say, like, they're just very passionate about making sure I was learning outside of the classroom as well. Like learning about my culture,
Absolutely.
Learning about my body.
Yeah.
And like, I was often the only Black person in most of my K through 12 education.
Yeah.
One of a small handful. And so it was really important to them, especially that I knew more about my education than I was being taught from like westernized textbooks, K through 12.
Yep.
And so I know that that's been a seed in me. Like I was always coming home to like more books to read, more of a curriculum and or like we're going to go to this museum or, you know, just they were always like there's some Black history flashcards, but like always making it fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Spelman. I went to an HBCU, which my mom put on my radar when I was in high school. She was just like, just apply for this summer program. And And I went to didn't know anything about HBCUs at that time until I went to that program. Mm-hmm. And once I got to Spelman and I started learning, and I studied theater there, and I started learning the craft from the perspective of the diaspora and like the perspective of the oppressed.
Yeah.
Also a women's college, women's college. Yes. So learning so much from the perspective of women and women's contributions to the world well before slavery was so empowering. And I want that sense of empowerment and sense of truth for everyone.
Yep.
And especially for people of acknowledged African descent, because so much of the education that we receive, you know, it's not mandated to include us or include
and
our
contributions. And now they're trying to take away what little bit of it we were taught to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then when I went, and I went to graduate school at UCLA and that was where, and I had just been used to being at an HBCU and then I went to this PWI for grad school and there were a lot of, there were HBCU alums come into the program to visit, and they really wanted to, they loved UCLA's program. They loved being in Los Angeles. They loved the idea of pursuing the arts from that program. However, they were being offered full scholarships to train at other programs outside of Los Angeles. And money was the only reason that they weren't wanting to come to UCLA's program. And it really inspired me to pool together as best as possible, like some funds, even just a book scholarship or something amongst community. I mean, we were all still in debt too, figuring it out.
Yeah.
It's just, I didn't want to lose these brilliant minds.
Right.
And I noticed like that HBCU education that I came in with, it really set me apart in terms of how I navigated storytelling in my program and like what I got to bring to the table in my conversations in my cohort. And I wanted more people to like do that. And I was like, I really wanted to set up a scholarship for HBCU grads to have access to the program. And that I reached out to the dean at the time of our School of Theater, Film and Television at UCLA. And also just to fellow alums, like fellow HBCU alums in the industry in LA, just to reach out and be like, hey, did you benefit from going to HBCU and getting your MFA? Oh, you did? Okay, can you like film a clip about it? And can we share it on the internet and maybe raise some money? And that was really just as a community, we were raising like a couple thousand dollars to offer to a student who would pursue the program. So that's, I mean, education is, it's so empowering. It is a portal when it's done right.
Yeah.
Like there are a lot of things I pause because like there are so many things about the system of education that clarify that education, academia is not the only way to learn.
Yep.
And it's not 100%. The only way to train as an actor or storyteller or director or filmmaker. It is one really empowering and beautiful way and it can be better. And my intention is to make it better and more accessible and to make education just, and the sense of empowerment, really, whether you have the degree or not, the sense of like who we know we are, that really comes from what we get access to learn 100%. About ourselves. And even the characters we get to play or the playwrights we read and just that kind of access too. And what we learn about who really invented some of these machines and, you know, and and once we really learn about who we are and what our contributions are, it's just so, there's so much more that we can do and create and offer. So
absolutely.
Yeah. I'm really passionate about academic education and then also education around wellness.
Yes.
And I start just as a means of also wanting to make yoga teacher training.
Yes.
Yoga practice and wellness practice more accessible.
Yep.
Especially for people of acknowledged African descent and people of color, Black and brown people.
Yep.
And I started with people of acknowledged African descent from, you know, my experience and just wanting like, I wanted more experiences, especially in yoga practices where I related to the music, where I related to even sometimes what the teacher, like some of the idioms that the teacher is using. Like I wanted to feel like I could relate culturally in the practice and like that my body was being considered in that practice.
Exactly.
And I realized that that really started with who was teaching the class.
Yep.
And then it turned, and I started just doing a deep dive, and I was mm-hmm. working in that wellness space, mm-hmm. and the wellness space is like in my part-time mm-hmm. job. Yep. And I realized that it was really about access, like mm-hmm. access 100%. To the teacher trainings yep. and access, you know, financially, and also having capacity to like take off work to yeah. do a teacher training. Mm-hmm. And
it's a commitment. Yoga teacher training is a big commitment.
It's huge. Yeah. yeah. And then even yeah. like who's leading the teacher trainings yep. and how accessible and safe those feel. Yep. And like that can also be a decision, you know, determining factor
yeah.
for people choosing.
Yeah.
So I was able to pioneer scholarship with Moto Yoga International, which mm-hmm. is where I was working at the time, mm-hmm. to set up a scholarship for people of color to yeah. pursue their teacher training. And it's yeah. still going now. And I was one of the first people to receive that scholarship and go. They were like, okay,
makes
well, you want to
so
go?
Happy. Yes.
And that's the thing. Sometimes we trust that intuition and trust mm-hmm. that creativity. It's mm-hmm. kind of one step at a time mm-hmm. because I didn't necessarily know all that I was signing myself up
right.
for.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful that I was
yeah.
able to do that training and then provide now
yeah.
a more accessible wellness experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so much of it starts with the practitioners. If
yeah.
there's more of us teaching,
mm-hmm.
more of us will want to take the
yeah.
class because we'll feel safer.
Oh,
we'll
absolutely.
Feel understood.
Yeah.
We'll feel seen.
We feel seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Entirely. Yeah.
yeah.
And I see the progress happening in that space mm-hmm. as well. And I see it. I see
yeah.
it happening more and more. We're amplifying
yeah.
our voices and making it more accessible. And
yeah.
I mean, the same thing goes when I think about the need that we still have for more access to hair and makeup artists who like really know
yes.
how to work with our hair textures
huge.
and skin tones.
Yes.
And that's been a big process for me mm-hmm. over the last several years.
Yeah.
And I'm also realizing a lot of that has to do with access
mm-hmm.
to the unions and
yep.
to the trainings.
Yep.
And so it's everywhere. Accessibility
yeah.
is like a really, you know, we talk about doors,
yep.
like access
exactly.
and
doors and bridges.
Yeah, yeah. So that is connected to creativity for sure. And yeah, just purpose in general.
Yeah.
But it's really just coming from like wanting a change,
mm-hmm.
not really knowing what it's
mm-hmm.
all going to entail.
Yeah.
And yeah, education has been the portal for that 100%. Lately.
Yeah.
yeah.
Seeing, okay, what is the barrier here? What is stopping people? And
yeah.
what can we do to help people get over that barrier?
Yeah, like what's something we each can do?
Yeah,
yeah exactly. Because
yeah.
we each can do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
yeah.
it sometimes it doesn't feel like we can do enough individually. And just like taking that one step is
yeah.
really all that it takes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, even your example in creating the fellowship and talking
yeah.
to other alums and
mm-hmm.
just pooling your community
oh,
and be
yeah.
like, hey, share your experience, spread
oh.
the word, makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and bless them. Yeah,
yeah.
that
yeah.
continues to be a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I have spoken about has been a communal effort,
yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And thank all of y'all.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And are we able to donate? How
yes,
do we donate?
Yes, yes. You can go to zuriadel.com/philanthropy.
Perfect.
And it'll all be there.
And we
yes.
will link it in the show notes.
Thank you.
To make it easy for people
yes, absolutely.
to donate and
thank
support,
you so much.
Support our artists.
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you for sharing your platform in that way.
Oh my goodness.
I really
of course.
Appreciate it.
Because so much of art, and I think especially what we're seeing
mm-hmm.
right now, is that it needs to be protected. But
yes.
as more and more economic barriers specifically
mm-hmm.
happen,
mm-hmm.
so many people who are so talented
oh, yeah.
don't get to participate because
yeah.
they're focused on survival. There's
yeah.
this idea that creative work is not a real job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it is absolutely.
Yeah.
Why would it not be?
Yeah.
We
yeah.
all rely on that. We
it's
all
true.
Rely on people telling stories.
Yeah.
Why is that seen as not real? Why is it so hard for
yeah.
people of all backgrounds to be able to do that work?
Yeah.
It shouldn't only be the most privileged who have all of the support who get to make art
yeah.
and who get to tell these stories or who get to be wellness practitioners.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Because there's so much talent that
mm-hmm.
that we miss out on
mm-hmm.
with those barriers.
Yeah. That is an ongoing push and pull
mm-hmm.
conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even like sharing, you know, this conversation
mm-hmm.
today, you know, there are
yeah.
so many resources, so many
yep.
hands go into this happening
yeah.
who are not on
yeah.
camera right now.
Right.
And
yeah.
yeah, it's such, yeah, that is an ongoing conversation. Like,
yeah.
How do we participate in like a cycle that
mm-hmm.
is
yeah.
replenishing and sustainable
yeah.
And then like, where do we start?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think exposure helps, mm-hmm. which is at least what we're trying to do here. I mean, before we were recording, we were talking about your experiences at Spelman. And I had mentioned, I was like, I didn't even know what that, I had no, growing up in the Pacific Northwest and also being like first gen college student, no one in my family had went to college. Absolutely. I didn't know what HBCUs were. I had no exposure to it. And if I would have known, I would have wanted to go to one.
Yeah.
And so even just hearing conversations and experiences so that those people who may not have exposure to it in their daily life can know that it's an option for them.
That's
huge.
The door. Yeah. That's a bridge right there.
It's another bridge. Well, we did after your last episode, I had a young woman DM me who was in high school at the time who said that she chose to go to Spelman because of our, if that was you,
Spelman sister,
DM us,
DM me,
let us know how it's, you're a couple years into school. You were like a senior in high school a couple years ago. Let us know how it's going.
Yes. Congratulations. Yes. So proud of you. And I want to hear like how it's been through the pandemic and all the changes.
Yes.
Like, I commend everyone pursuing their education through these times.
Yes.
It's incredible. Yes. Yeah. Y'all's testimonies are going to be amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Happy to provide more.
Yeah.
More exposure, more stories, more access.
And how full circle that you said you didn't know about Spelman at the time when it was time for you to apply.
Mm-hmm.
And you ended up being used to share a platform that helps somebody else know about
it.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Which I'm so grateful
to do. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel that, how do you process when you learn about things later? Do you have regret? Do you trust it? Do you, like, how do you keep yourself moving forward?
I have struggled with regret in my life, and I'm learning to let go of that. And you know what I'm even thinking about right now is, in sharing my stories, my experiences, I went to a PWI. It was a very traumatic experience, which I haven't gone into a ton of detail about. I talked about it a bit in my student loans episode. But even if me in sharing those experiences helps somebody make a choice that's better for them, I'm like, oh, maybe that's why. Maybe that's what I was meant to do, was to help somebody realize that there could be something that's a better fit for them so that they don't have to have that same experience. And I think that's why it's important to tell those stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if we don't go into, you know, the nitty gritty of this is what happened to me in 2009, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know that somehow you were being used where you were. And
exactly.
It's just like, oh, you were sent to be a soldier in that space.
Listen, no limit soldier is how I felt at the time. But we all come out on the other side and stronger and more agile. And, you know,
incredible. I love the way that you're using your platform.
Thank
like
you.
You're choosing to learn alongside your audience.
Absolutely.
Which is really empowering and vulnerable. Yeah.
Here's the mistakes I made. I don't want y'all to do the same.
Here's
information that I didn't have.
Didn't
I'm
going to
give you the information and you
mistake.
Can make the best choice for you.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
And I'm having a memory of coming up to you and being like, everything's in divine order.
Yes.
And like,
do you remember when you said that?
Yes.
Which probably for you felt really small, but for me is something that it helped me in that moment, like release and unclench.
Yes.
And I felt so much peace after that.
I'm glad.
And it goes to show that sometimes we can say these things and it can feel small to us and it can have such a big impact on another person.
Yeah.
You never know.
And somebody said that to me. So I'm glad they said it to me so I can say it to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh. I love it.
Yes. Makes me so happy.
Sisterhood is a lifeline.
It is.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just reminded me of that.
It's a core value. And I feel really grateful. I mean, I feel like I've always been a girl's girl. Actually, recently just was having some experiences dating. And someone was like, oh, get feedback from your guy friend. I was like, I don't have. I have a couple of guy friends, none of whom are heterosexual. I was like, all of my friends are women.
Yeah.
Because I just am a girl.
I love that.
All of my friends are, I was like, guy friends I don't have.
Yeah. You're in your sisterhood bag right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just always. Ever since I was young, I just have always been really fortunate to not have like heavy female friendship wounds. And I know that that can be very real for a lot of people and be very deep. And it's just sisterhood is so important, especially not having any biological sisters.
Yeah.
Being able to have chosen sisters is so powerful.
Yeah. I love that. Because you have biological brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm an only child. So I like Sisterhood is like, yes. And I'm sure brotherhood, like I cherish my male friends as mm-hmm. well. And yeah, the sisterhood one is like, I thank God for my sisters helping me grow and just teaching me it through all y'all's examples. Yeah, it hits different.
There's a depth mm-hmm. that is just different. Mm-hmm.
And it's specific. Like not every friend, I don't experience sisterhood in every friendship mm-hmm. with every woman.
Yeah.
I intend to, mm-hmm. you know, and it's special when it's mutual mm-hmm. and intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really special.
The act of being seen. Mm-hmm. And just being seen in who you are in every form.
Yeah. Safe and seen. Yeah.
And there's some people who kind of see you right away.
Yeah.
I felt like you did that for me.
Yeah.
Even before we'd met in person. Because we had initially like met and connected on Instagram.
Okay, we need to talk about it. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I slid in your DMs like real bold.
You shared Balance Black listening. Girl.
Yeah.
And it was in the early days. It had just started. Yeah. I mean, I was maybe 6 months into it and you shared it. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And then we like connected on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then I was leaving my hometown and I didn't say where I was going because I needed people to just relax. People were in my DMs acting crazy. And you DM'd me and you were like, you're coming to LA,
huh?
I was like, yes.
I was like, we're going to be friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see me already. You haven't even like met me in person and you already
But you were so open to it and I appreciated it. I mean, podcasts have been, maybe it's the only child in me or something, but I feel like I get to have a sisterly conversation like when I really vibe with the conversation mm-hmm. and I came across your podcast and you were having such great liberating mm-hmm. feminist black feminist queer positive mm-hmm. conversations and I was like I was just really tapped in. I was loving those conversations and just having them on, and I was navigating a lot of newness in my life and work-wise mm-hmm. and personal life, just a lot of newness. Yeah. And like, there was so much great guidance that you were offering you and your guests. Yeah. And I do remember sharing and also mm-hmm. just like reaching out, like, mm-hmm. I feel like we're going to be friends. Yeah. Like, can we talk? And I definitely was like, can we have a conversation on your podcast? Yes. Like all of that. And I was like, this girl, she going to be like, no. But I'm so grateful.
I was like, of course. Please. And I love absolutely.
That, and I love that you were. And I love that you were. And that you did not have to. And I just love how our friendship has blossomed mm-hmm. so genuinely.
Yep.
Like once we were living in the same city too, and we were living on the same side of town mm-hmm. for a little bit too, we were just mm-hmm. always like linking up and it's really genuine. It's so clear that like your purpose is so steeped in a genuine intention around sisterhood.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I receive that and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate how much I've learned from you.
Mm.
I, since like knowing you and being friends with you, mm-hmm. have become so much nicer to myself. And that has been a direct part of your influence on me. Literally.
Wow.
Like my self-talk is so much more kind and compassionate as a direct direct line of your friendship.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever told you that, but
it's the truth. I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, because I feel like likewise, because I would be listening to your conversation mm-hmm. and conversations and like it will help me talk myself through my day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I love that.
Just makes me so happy.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
thank
I could do nothing that. Else. And I mean, it also holds me accountable to speak nicely and kindly to myself.
Yeah. Too. It's a practice for all of us, though. It's a daily breath every minute.
Every breath. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
My heart is like so full from
I'm
this
full.
Conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
I'm so happy.
I'm honored. Yes. I'm honored to be here. I want more and more.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for just offering a safe space and a celebratory space and a sisterly space and an authentic ass space.
Happy to do it anytime.
Yeah.
Yes. Please tell our audience how they can keep in touch with you, how they can continue supporting you and your work.
Thank you.
Yes.
So let's connect on social media. My handle is Zuri Adele, Zuri Adele, on Instagram. Right now, I'm taking a little space from there and I'll be back. So just reach out. I'll be there. Just mainly just, you know, keeping the noise a little clear right now.
Absolutely.
And tapping in. Yes. That's where I'll be. And then my website, zuriadel.com, that's where you can also help support my philanthropy endeavors and the scholarships and just stay in tune about all that's coming next. So yeah.
Beautiful.
It feels great.
Amazing. We will link to all of that in the show notes to make it easy for people to find you.
You better link it in the show
notes.
Link
it in the show notes.
Link it in the show notes.
We make it easy.
Right down there.
Make it easy. Yes. Be easy for y'all to just scroll.
Yes.
Scroll down. You don't have to hunt. Make it easy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in. So if you like this conversation, please make sure you follow, subscribe, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, rate, review, and I'll see you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.